Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Hey, there he is. Look at him right there. It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Alamucha.
Ooh, that would be a little weird. Way down yonder at the Alamucha.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, hold on. This is, I love reading these Wikipedia pages for these little communities.
Yep.
So during the Civil War in 1861, local plantation owner Peter H. Bozeman recruited men to serve in the Alamucha Infantry, of which Bozeman was captain. Volunteers from Clark, Lauderdale, Newton, and Tippah counties joined the Alamucha Infantry Company E, which was attached to the 13th Infantry. All of that is they participated in the first battle of Manassas, which, of course, if you're the Yankees, called it Bull Run. But this is the thing that got me. Later in the war, Leonidas Polk, a general in the Confederate States Army, temporarily evacuated his troops to a location near Alamucha. Leonidas Polk!
That's a great name.
Maybe one of the most interesting biographies ever. We're going deep here. We're starting off the rails. Here we go. Leonidas Polk was a Confederate general, a bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, founder of the Protestant Episcopal Church in the Confederate States of America. He was also the second cousin of President James K. Polk. His official portrait at the University of the South, Sewanee, depicts him as a bishop with his army uniform hanging nearby.
That's wild.
Commanded troops at Shiloh. Incredible. This guy. I'll be damned. Leonidas Polk.
We got a lot of stuff from the Civil War. These generals and...
I've never heard of Leonidas Polk. What a character.
He created the Episcopal Church.
In Louisiana. Is crazy because you talk about playing for second.
Yeah.
Church funds things in that state. So.
Yeah, they do.
Wherever you are in our great state, you're going to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning.
We got sideburns from...
General Burnside. Yeah. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So you know I'm headed to Oxford for these next couple days, right?
Ew.
I know, right? But my guy Greg Jones up there, LB Meats, I'm going to call him and be like, hey, you got a tri-tip laying around? Because I can never find it. He might have one. I'm going to see if I can do a tri-tip this weekend. So that's the plan for Brian Haydad.
Well, I don't think you can go wrong with that.
I'm going to reach out to him. And I'll see what he says. But
you did it at that tri-tip pizza that time.
That was good. It was good.
I still think about that sometimes.
I need to bring it back sometime. You know, next time we have a cookout, I'll see if I can.
I have a picture of it by my bed.
You do like the Wolverine meme. You're just sitting there looking at it.
I miss you.
That was good.
I miss you, tri-tip.
Tri-tip pizza. It was good. Yeah. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We are days away from the first game of the season. Get some new gear. Get the interlocking MSU. Get the state script. Whatever it is, make sure it's new, it's nice, it's crisp, it's clean, and get it from College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Florida by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is going to be at Restaurant Tyler. When you are looking for a fantastic lunch, the place to go is Restaurant Tyler. They have the best blue plate in town, easily the best blue plate in North Mississippi, Probably the best blue plate in the state of Mississippi. I haven't tried them all, so I can't say definitively, but it's going to take a heck of a man to knock off Restaurant Tyler. They have a lot of great options. It's not, you're not just locked in. One thing I like about Restaurant Tyler, some places do this, and it drives me crazy, is like they change. Like Monday we have this, and Tuesday we have this. Not Restaurant Tyler. This is what they have. So if you're craving fried catfish on a Monday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, you can get fried catfish.
Get it.
If you're craving pork chops on a Tuesday or a Thursday, they're there for you. If you're thinking, I want to get mac and cheese, they don't have the vegetables rotating. They've always got mac and cheese. I love that about Restaurant Tyler. You'll love it too. Go grab lunch today at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to get with our friends at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Normally we'd start here, but we've already had the little conversation because we talked about Leonidas Polk.
Yes, that was enjoyable.
Anybody named Leonidas? So I tried when we thought Emily was going to be a boy. Before we had like the ultrasound that confirmed it, Jennifer was convinced Emily was going to be a boy. She's like, it feels different. It's a boy. And I wanted to make his middle name Leonidas, and
That'd
she
be
wouldn't go
great.
for that.
I don't think anybody has it down to science on what kind of
No.
kid you're having.
No.
Because there's so many people that told us like we're gonna have a boy that we're so confident
Did
about it.
Becky ever tell you? I know y'all waited to find out, but did Becky ever tell you, I think it's,
Oh yeah.
and what did she think?
She thought it was a girl.
Okay, so she was on point then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just a guess.
Yeah.
I thought it was a boy. I thought Natty was a boy
We
until we
we're just
found
kind of
out.
hoping. You and
Yeah.
I, the dads are always just hoping it's a boy.
But at this point, like I kind of wanted a boy just to experience it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like the girls are just so
They're just
easy. Like they're
easier.
just
They
very
really, they're
easy.
easy now.
Yeah, when they
I'm in the part now where it's not easy.
Well, I have a 6-year-old that argues with my wife and they argue like teenage girls together.
Wait till they're actually teenage girls.
I know, and I keep telling Becky, I'm like, this is gonna be really bad when she's about 13,
Yeah, it's gonna be
14.
bad.
It's gonna be
I'm going
bad.
to tell you, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
So,
I'm gonna have to step in a lot.
yeah, I know how you feel. I know. Yeah, that you just described my life. The rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. I don't know if they can restore the relationships between daughters and mothers, but they can fix up some fire, storm, mold, and water damage to your home 24/7. All you gotta do is give them a call. Their expert team will provide fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your property improvement and recovery are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. If you're in the Golden Triangle area or if you're in Tupelo, Paul Davis Restoration. All right, we'll jump right in. Colton Watson, back on top. Good job. Last week, you talked about a subpar meal in Oxford. I did.
Yes.
Where did we? Where was I talking about?
One of the places we talked about was that brunch
Oh
spot
yeah,
you
that's
went
what we
to.
were talking. That's exactly what we were talking about. For me, most of the meals I've had in Oxford have actually been below expectations, except for the infamous gas station chicken. Can we blow the lid off this conspiracy that the Oxford food scene is great and start telling the world that Starkville food is better than Oxford food? I will say that Starkville, as a restaurant city, is better than Oxford.
I just
Oxford
think
has some good
that
restaurants.
most of what you can get in Oxford,
You can
you
get in
can also
Starkville.
get in Starville.
Yeah.
I think there's, and I'm not gonna crap on Oxford because they do have good
They
food.
do have good food.
I love Old Venice. I love
City Grocery is a good
City
restaurant.
Grocery.
Ajax is a good restaurant.
Yep.
Southern
What's the
Coop is
other
my favorite place
one
in
on the
town.
square?
The Grill House?
No, it's a lunch and dinner spot.
Nine Pig?
No, it's on the other. It's by the yogurt place, I think.
That's the Blind Pig.
No.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, Bure.
Bure.
Yeah.
I like
Bure is a great
Bure. I
restaurant.
like
Yeah.
Bure a lot. And
Yeah.
that's my dad goes to Oxford all the time for health
Yeah.
related reasons. And that's their spot.
Yeah, I love it.
So
Bure is great.
I don't hate Oxford food. I just think that this whole thing's been made
Well,
out to be Oxford is here and Starkville's here
they
in
are.
food, and I just don't believe
No,
that to be the
it's
case.
everything. It's everything. And it's like,
Yeah.
they're just
They're
not
just
that
not
different.
that different. I mean, it's just a perception
It is
thing that
100% perception.
And I think that Starkville's food scene is very, very good. I was having this, I talked to Chris Phillips yesterday from SEC Unfiltered. We were doing our preview, and he was talking about, for the last year, I've been trying to get him over here. And he's for sure going to come to a baseball series. And I told him, I was like, what you think about Starkville, what you know about Starkville from what you've heard is not anything in the same realm of what it actually is. I have a list of restaurants I'm going to take you to. You will have a great time. And if you come to Starkville and your mindset is this place sucks and there's nothing to do here, whatever, then that's probably how things are going to turn out for you if you have that mindset. If you come in with an open mind and you genuinely try it out and you see what Starkville has to offer, I think that you would really enjoy it.
Great. Surprised to find that the episode after the Toledo game last year was one of your most listened to shows. Well, I want to clarify that. It was not one of our most listened to shows. It was our most listened to show last year.
Yes.
The last thing I want to do after a weekend like that is increase my consumption of Mississippi State sports media. Am I weird or is there a big chunk of people like me? You say you don't want to increase your consumption. I get that, but did you listen to that podcast? I guarantee that you did. The other thing to remember is this. People know that on this show, Robbie and I tell it like it is. There's not going to be any sunshine pumping. There's not going to be any, it wasn't as bad as you thought. You knew after that game we were coming for blood. So that brings other fans in. Like
Ole Miss.
I'd be willing to bet that if we could find out, if we could track it by team affiliation, that probably had more Ole Miss fans listening to it than any other show. Because they were like, I can't wait to hear what Haydad has to and Falk have to say after that debacle.
I listened to like three Ole Miss podcasts the day after John Sokolov said that Lane Kiffin was going to Auburn.
I listened to a couple when Freeze got fired. I
Yes.
was like, I got to hear what they're saying.
If anything ever happens that's really bad at Ole Miss, I
And
will go listen
it's the
to
other way
it.
around.
And
So
you people over there, don't act like you don't
don't
hear it because
act.
you're listening to this right now.
Don't act.
You're listening to this right now.
Don't act. So yeah, you say you're you say you're asking, are you weird? You're not weird, but at the same time, you still listen to the podcast.
I do know several people that have told me like when State loses, they don't listen because it
Yeah,
depresses them.
I hear that.
And I understand that. I don't. Like I listen to another Mississippi State podcast, and whenever things are bad, I don't Bart and Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, we all know who it was.
When things are bad, I don't expect them to be overly negative. I just don't want to listen to it because I don't want to relive Mississippi State like being bad at something. So it's not something that I want to put myself through. I watch the game. I don't have to see it again.
We have an all-time question coming up here.
Okay.
First one, though, from Brick Thomas. Compare Brock Lesnar returning to SummerSlam moments to a crowd pop moment in Mississippi State sports history. The first one that came to mind was Luke, what was his name?
Alexander.
No. The kicker for Ole Miss, Luke Logan, missing the extra
Yeah.
point in the 2019 Egg Bowl,
Yeah.
that was a huge pop.
Yeah, that was a pop.
And totally unexpected, right? That one stuck out to me. McNamee's home run at Duty Noble and in the Stanford game, huge pop for that. That's a good one. But here's the question.
The pop last year for that segment against Ole Miss where Riley
The
Coogan got the
sequence, yeah,
yeah.
that's a good one. Would you rather every time you sneeze, you go back 12 hours from where you currently are in time, or every time you fart, you skip ahead an hour? Now, first off, think about sneezes. They usually come in pairs, right? You're going back a full day.
Well,
Now, can
I
I
mean,
take
how
advantage
often
of
do
that? Do I have the knowledge of what happened? Like, think about it. You sneeze at 11:59 p.m. on a college football Saturday, and then you go back 12 hours. Well, you know the scores. Can I get to the sports book? That's one. I would not want to go ahead.
Well, and
Because who
also,
knows where you're going to be? You don't know where you're going to be.
like we're farting a lot,
Yeah.
so we're moving
Yeah, you
ahead.
go to eat at the Mexican restaurant and you're just like, oh God, I'm going to wake up. It's going to be
I
Thursday.
mean, I had beans last
Yeah,
night
it's going to be a
with
problem.
Becky's enchiladas. I mean,
Ah,
that's
yeah.
not gonna.
But I'd rather go back. I'd rather go
I don't
back.
know. I mean, I might want to skip through the day. Like, let's get this thing
Yeah.
over with.
That'd be
Like.
interesting if you're like you wake up in the morning, you're like, this is gonna be a really bad day. And so you just go eat some beans. So you're just like, I can get through this pretty easily.
I mean, when I wake up in the morning, it doesn't. I don't need beans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first
Let's be
one's
honest.
always there for you, for
Yep.
sure. Let's see here.
Everything's trapped inside.
John.
Don't all you people out there scoff at this. We all fart,
Yeah,
okay?
everybody
It's a
loves
very
fart.
common thing. If
Yeah.
you don't fart, there's something wrong
Well,
with
you need to go to
you
the doctor.
inside. You gotta get it out. You
John
got a
asked,
gas trapped inside.
now, John asked, how excited are you guys for the Invesco Triple Q Atlanta Gridiron Classic this year between Georgia and Georgia Tech?
I'm elated.
I can't believe, that's a Georgia Tech home game that there's going to be 60,000 Georgia fans at. Like,
Yeah,
why
that's gonna
would
be
you do
fun.
that if you're Georgia Tech?
That's gonna be
If the
fun.
Egg Bowl went corporate, who would be the sponsor and what would it be called? So, like, that's a good question. What is a good Mississippi company that we could put in here? Sanderson Farms? The
Trying to
Sanderson
think.
Farms.
Sanderson Farms is
Sanderson
what's a good
Farms. Cadence Bank.
PV.
Mississippi Battle for the Golden Egg. Yeah, that's what it is,
Sure.
I
I hope
guess.
that never happens.
Yeah, I do too. Derek Smith asks us, I have family members that mix peanut butter and jelly in a bowl before spreading on a sandwich.
We've had this question before, and it's still
That's
disturbing.
disturbing. They do the same thing with spaghetti and the sauce before serving. That one's normal.
I actually
Like, that's how
sometimes enjoy
Italians
it.
cook pasta. They put the
Yeah.
pasta in, they add the sauce. You don't just pour it on top. I personally don't get this approach. What's your preference for these? The sauce and the spaghetti, that's how I do that. Peanut butter and jelly in a bowl mixed together is a psychopathic behavior, in my opinion.
Yeah, we had this conversation, I
Yeah. I
think, last year,
think you're right.
and there were several people that I know that grew up this way. And it's very disturbing to
Yeah,
me.
it doesn't
But
work.
they tell me if you ever do it,
You never go
that you'll
back.
never go back. I just don't want to do it. There's a process when you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right.
You put the jelly on, and then you put the peanut
Peanut butter.
butter on, and
Exactly.
on each side of the bread, and it's separate.
Yes.
I never liked the peanut butter and jelly combo you could buy. I never liked that. First of all, because I don't prefer grape jelly on my sandwich. I prefer strawberry or plum. So I never got that whole thing. And it also kind of seemed like, I don't know, maybe not unsanitary, but it was like, I don't know. I don't think you should have that together in a jar. Peanut butter and jelly.
I'm not, I don't, it's not like raw meat, cooked meat, but it is weird.
Like they should be separate.
Right. Because think
So,
about it, when you open a jar of jelly, you go to this in the fridge,
yes.
but you open peanut butter and it does not.
Yes. So what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never liked that.
I'm
So
with you. I'm with you.
yeah, the whole jelly in a bowl and mixing it thing
No.
is weird to me. Spaghetti and sauce,
That's fine.
and I feel like it's better when you mix it
Yes.
together, because what I really don't like whenever we do spaghetti and we have the leftovers
Yeah.
is more noodles than sauce.
Right.
So it kind of needs to be the consistency there with the spaghetti. But I don't really have that much of a problem with that, but the jelly and peanut butter I take issue with.
Very good. I'm with you 100%. Willie Dizzle asks, rank these things that white women love most. Throw pillows.
Why they gotta be white?
Well, these are things that white women
Yeah,
love.
I guess so.
Throw pillows, Stanley Cups, true crime TV shows. When I first heard about Stanley
Where
Cups, by the way.
are the teas, the nutrition teas that are loaded in sugar,
Oh,
and
that's a good one.
those things are that's gotten
But they
big.
go in your Stanley Cup.
That's
The
correct.
first time I heard about Stanley Cups, I was like, Emily was asking about it. I was like, are you saying you want to watch hockey? Like, what are you saying? I had no idea what
Dad, I want
Stanley.
a Stanley Cup. Oh, you have a tear come down your
I was
face.
like, what team are we cheering for in this house? We don't have a team. We got to pick a team first. So,
I don't understand the Stanley Cup thing.
well,
Like, and it's got to be like the Stanley. Like,
cups change like every 5 years. Like, there's a new cup.
yeah.
And they keep getting bigger, and women refuse to drink water out of them. It's like, there's no water in there. Drink some
Sweet
water.
tea.
Yeah.
I have a cup every day.
Yeah.
These are different. I don't even know what these are,
From the
but
ReliaQuest bowl.
it is the ReliaQuest. But this is the media gift that we got
Yeah.
with ReliaQuest Bowl. But like it's like a Swig cup, a Yeti. Like I have different tops
Right.
for them. I just don't care.
Right.
But these girls, like, they have to,
It's got to
like,
be Stanley.
they got to
Yeah.
match their
Yeah.
clothes
Yeah.
when they
Yeah.
take, like, and now you got, like, all the girls going to school with the Stanley Cup, and they're holding it in their first day of school picture.
Yeah, like
It's like,
whatever.
what are we doing here? Like, the trends that women go
So
through, like, I don't know.
but that being said though, I'm gonna rank Stanley Cups last because in 2 years there will be a new cup. I think number one is true crime television shows
You think
and
so?
podcasts.
We don't do throw pillows anymore.
Well,
But,
Bunky Perkins will be not happy with you.
well,
His wife makes throw
it got to the
pillows.
point, it's like, I'm making up the bed every day,
Yeah.
and I'm tired of putting these pillows up back on here when we're just going to take them off again.
Yeah.
So,
You
like,
see a woman who's like has like a layer of pillows. You're
oh my
like,
God, like,
you're only sleeping on two of
I've been in houses. Actually, our house was like this when we first got married.
them.
It, like, the pillows extend out to half the
Yeah,
bed.
it's no good.
Like, what are we doing with these pillows?
You imagine being like, I just can't deal with that.
Yeah, what's another white woman thing? Not seasoning chicken sometimes.
That's why I cook in my house.
The other day, all right, I love you, Becky, but I have to tell this story.
No, here we go.
And so I give Becky a hard time sometimes because, like, she doesn't, a lot of times she does not season things, like, really heavily, like I
Yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
And so I bited the spaghetti. I told you last week the spaghetti changes every time we cook it. Becky cooks a different spaghetti sauce every time. She
Right.
don't remember what the last one was. What was our favorite one? Like, it's not a disaster because it's always good, but it's just, like, very confusing to me.
Right.
So, like, we sit down and she's like, oh, I made my own, like, homemade spaghetti sauce. And the sauce itself, it was fine.
Yeah.
She got so distracted, she didn't season the meat.
I gotta put some salt and pepper at
So,
least.
like I eat the meat, and I'm like, what just happened? What are you, is this the sauce? Why is this taste, like, bland?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it's fine. And I went and got the salt, and I'm just like, shh, like, with the giant
Yeah.
salt thing. And she's like, well, does it not taste good? I was like, baby, I don't think you put any seasoning on this.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, I can't taste anything. Do I have COVID? And she's like, oh, I think I forgot to season the meat. I was like, that's kind of an important
That's a
part of the
step.
process.
It's a step. You got to season every layer.
Becky is a very good cook, so
Yeah.
I'm not picking on her, but I had to tell that story because there are times where it's just like, honey, like, you put a little more salt on this. Like, what are we doing here? We can have a little higher blood pressure.
I was eating lunch yesterday. And I was putting salt on something, and this is after I've been talking about like cutting calories and all this. And I was just like, salt's the one thing I refuse to give up.
Yeah.
Like I take three pills a day for blood pressure, and they can just fight it out.
My granddad, it used to, like, make me literally, like, I started, like, swelling up in my neck when I would see him salt something. Like, he might as well have taken the top off the salt shaker and
Yeah,
just dumped it
that's
on.
kind of how I am.
Like, my dad would go every Friday and he would give my grandparents McDonald's hamburgers
Yeah, he'd
and
salt a
apple
McDonald's
pie.
hamburger.
Oh my God. Did
Those
he
things are
salt
already
it?
salty.
He'd take the bun off and the burger would be white when he was done with it. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, the burger looked like it had gotten, like, snowed on.
Look like
He's
Tony
and
Montana's
I'm
burger.
sitting there going, my God, what are you doing, old
That's funny.
man?
That's funny. All right,
But
don't.
man, does he like this? Like,
Yeah.
he get, like, a tomato, like, he could have fresh tomatoes.
Put a little
That
salt
son of
on
a
that
gun
guy.
was salted to
Oh, goodness.
hell and back.
Well, I like that, though. Dalton Lee. Some psychopath in my neighborhood has their Microsoft Teams call connected through a Bluetooth speaker outside, triggering a fight-flight response from me in the soul-sucking corporate world. What is the worst sound that brings back awful memories? Like, I haven't heard it in over a decade, right? But the Papa John's phone ringing, if I hear
That
that, I would be like, oh God,
that phone.
that particular ringtone that we had at that store, I would like, eh, that
One
would
of
be one.
mine's is the sound of my basketball coach in high school's ring hitting the door of our hotel room. when we would go on the road, he would personally wake up every
That's a
single
good one.
person on the team, and he knocked with his ring. I'm guessing he like turned it
Yeah.
and did like this.
Make sure you get up, yeah.
And when you're just like having the best sleep of your life and you hear that ring and it's Mr. Rigby yelling, "Get up out of bed, it's time to get ready," and it's like 6 a.m. It's not fun. And he makes you come to the door.
I'll do one more. I've told this story, I think, when I played in that alumni football game, like in 2013. So I'm 37.
The sound of your knee
Well,
snapping.
no. Pregame, we're like running through some plays, just trying to, you know. And a buddy of mine, a guy I graduated with, he's on the other side. We're just like, I'm going out to block him, but I'm just like getting in his way, right? I'm not actually hitting him.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, I was like, Jason, on this play, I'm gonna actually come at you. You come back at me, so it'll wake us up a little bit. And I heard that sound of when helmets and
Helmet,
shoulder
helmet.
pads come together, and I
Yeah.
hadn't heard that sound. So it's 2013. I hadn't heard that sound in 20 years.
It's a little
And I was
jarring.
just like, oh God, I had forgotten about that sound. And like immediately my body was like, why are we out here?
Your head's
It
ringing.
was unbelievable.
The whole like the helmet to helmet contact we used to make, which was like that's you were supposed to do that. You're
Yeah.
supposed to put hat on a hat.
Right.
Well, now they tell you don't lead in with your helmet or whatever. Like
Right.
that feeling and that sound, like when you clack, like with the helmets,
It's a real thing.
it's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Another one from John. What is the origin name of six pack speak?
Six pack speak.
Yes, let me tell you. So
Tell the whole
I
story.
will. 2002, coming off of 3-8. I'm gonna go back a little further. I remember I went to Gainesville in 2001, where State loses 52-0, right?
And
And I'm
Spurrier got one for the water
Yeah,
boy.
I get back into town and I'm like, I can't wait to look on the message board on Gene's page because they're gonna all be like, man, what is going on here? This team is terrible. May have to fire Jackie Sherrill. And instead, it's all a bunch of people like, it's gonna be okay. Jackie will figure it out. So the whole season goes by. We're 3-8. And, you know, there's a group of us who are just like, this sucks. We may need to make a change. This is not working. And of course, you know, Gene and the King of the Sunshine Pumpers and his merry band are all like, you guys suck. You're not real Bulldogs. These are actually Ole Miss fans posting on here.
Oh, that's where it started.
Secret rebels. So one guy whose name on the board was Squint Dog posts, I think 6-6 is the best we can do this year. Going into 2002. I'll remind you that we went 3-9 in 2002. And everybody losing it. So, like, I think it was like all four paws, some 70-year-old woman. They're just like, they're not real Bulldogs. She comes out and she's like, there's this six pack of posters. It was like me and Stephen Agostinelli, was dog student, and a few others who will remain nameless to protect the innocent. And, well, actually, they were totally guilty, but regardless. And so it became like they just called us the six pack. So when we came up with a met, we were eventually we took it to email. We were like, we want to rant. And I would come home from work. I couldn't check email at work back in the day because I didn't have, you know, that smartphones didn't really exist. And so I'd come home and I have like 100 emails of just like, we suck. Kevin Fant sucks. Like, we're not going to be any good.
You know, that wasn't that long ago when the email chains were
Was a
still a
thing.
thing.
It's 23 years.
Not
And
even that. Like
yeah.
I when I was at
So
For Whom the Cowboy
yeah.
Tolls, we did that.
So Steven comes like, do you want me to start a message board? We just have our own message board. We're like, yeah. So we started up, it was just like the six of us, or it was really more closer to like 10. And then we started inviting people to join us. Like people who we saw on the message boards agreeing with us were like, hey, we have a board if you want to just be able to talk.
Yeah.
And it just sort of went from there, but we called it Six Pack Speak because it was named by the Jeans Page people.
How many times has that happened? Like that group
It
created
created its own
itself.
competition. Like
Created like
when
Elite
that
Dogs came from
yeah,
that,
when that
Archlight
board
came from that.
when in 2002, Jeans Page was the only Mississippi State message board. Like Rivals was not doing well. 24/7 didn't exist yet. Bulldog Junction had not come along just yet. So like he had
It
every
really should have been a
he
monopoly.
should have, could have had absolute monopoly. Instead, he created his own competition.
I'm almost positive that Gene created the End Zone 11.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I think that was the I think it came from that too. So we created the end zone 11 and the six pack. Just I mean it's crazy.
Yeah, well. All right. One more, two more here, and then we'll do the break. Broken Fairchild. I was told as a kid that water towers held extra water, and it wasn't until fairly recently that I learned water towers were actually there to add water pressure to the local system. What's something you learned as a kid that later found out wasn't factual? Well, there's one thing. We're not going to talk about that,
Birds
though.
and the bees.
No. That's not where I was going.
Well, Brian, whenever a man and a
A man and
woman
woman
love
love
each
each
other,
other.
that Freddie Mercury was actually not saying waving your bladder all over the place. That's something that
Or
I found out.
that Brian Johnson wasn't saying too many
Too
bills.
many bills. He was
Yeah,
saying
that
too many
that
pills.
yeah, I didn't know.
Shoot to thrill.
Shoot to thrill, aim to kill. I'm trying to think if there's something else that's like, well, like our all of our dads told us that like you couldn't turn the light on in the car. That's illegal. You can
Yes.
absolutely turn the light on in
Yeah.
your car.
We got to turn that off. We're going to
Yeah.
get pulled
You
over.
get pulled over for
That
that.
and like the things that we were told was like universal.
Oh,
Everybody
everybody
did
said
it.
it. I did not know Robbie Falk as a child.
No,
Right?
like,
I
but
lived in
I've got the
Vicksburg.
same
Robbie
stuff.
lived in Louisville. We're a decade apart in terms of when we were kids. But my dad told me you can't turn the light on in the car, and his dad told him you can't turn the light on in the car. That's one for sure.
Yeah, that I don't understand where that came from.
You want to know another one? It's not true. You know when you would practice and you'd put your hands on your knees, and your coach would be like, "Put your hands on your head." That's actually incorrect.
It helps you breathe
It does
better,
not help you
stand
breathe
up,
better. It
or
helps you
yeah.
breathe better if you bend over and take the pressure off.
That was definitely a
That was
thing.
one they told us. That's for
Don't
sure.
bend over. Like we also like hardly ever got water.
Well, I mean, you go back, like like my grandfather playing football probably was never allowed to have water.
No,
My
you
dad
might
playing
get thrown out of the
football.
hose.
My dad playing football probably got like a sip of water out of a bucket.
Yep.
By the time I got to playing football, we got two water breaks and a 3 hour practice. Now, all you gotta do is put your hand up and they'll give you
Our
water.
water too was like if we didn't have a Gatorade cooler, like it
No.
was a PVC
PVC
tank
pipe with
with
holes in
holes in
it.
it, and the
Exactly.
water just shot out. You
And
just
then
got what you could.
ours was, there was a hierarchy. So when you were a senior, you went first. If you were a freshman, you might not get water.
Yeah, because you only had like 2 minutes.
Like 2 minutes. Yeah. So
Yeah, now you got liabilities. Can't do
what's
that.
one thing you kick yourself for not buying and one thing you kick yourself for buying? Hey. That's a good question.
When I got money, like if I just wanted something, I'd just go get it. Like if it's reasonably priced. Like I can't go get a Ferrari. But like if I wanted something, I would go get it. So I don't know if there's something that I'd regret not buying.
Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. My mom just left me a message, and she left a message with my daughter too. She just wanted to say two-a-days. She every year at this time, 1st of August, she likes to remind me of how bad two-a-days were.
Your mom?
Yeah, she's still to this day. It's
She just like was
like
like, I just want to
I'm telling
let you
you, just
know.
thinking about two-a-days puts a chill down my spine of like getting up at that first day of waking up at 6 in the morning and
Do
going
they
out
do
there.
two-a-days
They don't
anymore?
really do them anymore.
I was thinking about that yesterday with football practice. Like they used to
My
do
mom
two-a-days back in the day.
still teases me with that. Like it was just that first day. I can still picture it in my head of like you sleep late all summer long, right? You had to be at the weight room. We would lift weights in the afternoon, so it wasn't like you had to be there super early.
Oh, we did morning,
We were
like
an
5 a.m.
afternoon lift team,
I think
and
back at that, I was like, that was complete, like I
it's totally pointless.
And it's like our entire summer is we have to go to weights,
Yeah.
and if you don't show up to weights, you get punished for it.
Yeah, we lifted weights in the afternoon, so it wasn't a problem. But that first morning, where like 6 in the morning, I would just hear, "Brian, time to get up. You got to go to practice." I mean, it's like the devil.
Your mom is still torturing
She,
you with
yeah, I haven't played football in 32 years, but
it.
32 summers and all 1st of August, she's gonna always be like, "Brian, remember 2-a-days? You hated those." Like, oh God, just.
Just torturing you.
I remember one practice coming home and there was like we had like a 2 liter bottle of Gatorade, some sort of bottle of Gatorade like this.
With the handle on it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I drained it like in one stop. Like I picked it out of the fridge and just went, I turned it up and it was gone.
when I got my wisdom teeth out, I stumbled into Walmart. My dad was like, "What are you doing?" I broke my phone trying to get into Walmart, and I went to the pharmacy and grabbed one of those giant gallons of Gatorade.
Yeah.
Like, I need this. Buy it. And also, I shattered my phone whenever I got out of the truck.
The first practice of 2 days my senior year, we started in the gym, which did not have air conditioning, and coach is just running the hell out of us. And don't ask me why. This is one of the great stories. I will tell it here. I think I may have told it before. The first practice of my senior year, coach tells us before, he's like, "Hey, we're going to spend the night at the gym. So we're going to practice in the morning. You go home, but when we come back for evening practice, you're staying here throughout the night." This is all first week of August. The gym is not air conditioned. The only air conditioning is in the locker room, an old window unit.
Yeah.
So thank God I was a senior, so I got to go sleep in the locker room, so it was air conditioned.
And it was probably turned down as low
And, I
as you
mean, we
could
had it
get.
up, but I mean, it's a huge locker room, and it's a little weird. It wasn't warm, cool. So
It was cool enough,
it was.
though,
I mean,
back then.
not I guess. So, we have the first practice. I mean, let's just say I'm heavily covered in skin lube. You remember skin lube? When you had a little chafing,
No, I
like
didn't.
me,
We did like
all the
normal
just basically
boxes.
sitting, spread them in front of a fan, just trying to get through the heat rash. And I just remember at like 1 in the morning, I hear this noise out in the gym. I'm like, "What is going on?" We go out there. There's a fight, and this guy, I'm not making this up, he Kevin Nash power bombed a guy into the gym floor. And
Because back then we thought this could perfectly
perfectly
harmless.
known. So we had to get that guy out of the hospital. 3 in the morning, coach pulls us all out. We're all sitting in the stands of the gym, tired, hot, miserable. He's going off. I was like, "What is this, Lord of the Flies up in here?" He's screaming at us. And I'm just like, "God, this was the worst idea we've ever had in our life." Wake up in the morning at like 6, and coach is like, "Practice is canceled. Like, y'all just go home, get some rest." And I remember going to him, and I was like, he canceled practice for the whole day. Like, we weren't going to come back that evening either. And I remember going to him and like, "Coach, I really don't like to practice, but do you think this is a good idea? We only have so many of these." And he's like, "Just go home, come back tomorrow, we'll have practice." And I remember walking away from that thinking, "We're going to win 2 games this year.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to be any good." We ended up being really good.
That
But
guy's power bombing other teammates.
you
A true
know what's
remember the
funny?
Titans
It's not
moment.
funny, but both guys involved in that, the power bomber and the power bombee, both dead.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
rest in peace,
Rest
but
in
I'm
peace.
not really surprised.
Yeah. Just sort of. What a terrible idea. Like, if you were like, "Hey, we're going to do like a camp and we're going to put you up at the hotel tonight," that
Yeah.
could have been a cool, team bonding experience. Like, we had a cookout. We watched a movie. I will give you $1,000 if you can guess what movie our coach showed us in 1990, in the summer of 1993, to watch as a team. I will give you
Is it a
$1,000 cash.
was it filmed in 93? Was that
I
when it
don't know
came
the
out?
exact. I'll have to look. I'll look and tell you that, but I'll give you that at least. But
Early 90s.
it came out in 1989.
Okay. What was the genre?
I'm done giving clues.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you tell me? Do you want to guess?
I don't know. I
I'm
like
not
I it
making
could
this
be
up.
anything.
I am not making this up. All right. Bunch of high school, freshmen through seniors. We watch Fletch Lives.
Oh, that's excellent. That is excellent. That's what he
Makes
wanted.
me laugh just thinking about
That's
it.
what he wanted to
He
watch.
wanted to watch Fletch Lives. I'm telling you, we did have a great cookout. Like, they had the coaches out there cooking steaks. It was great. Like, at 7 o'clock, I was like, "This is great. We're eating steak. We're watching a movie. This is
Watching
fantastic."
Fletch.
And it fell off a cliff. All right.
So the coaches left, or like.
Oh, still there. They were sleeping somewhere. God knows where. I guess they were in. That's the other thing. Like, can you imagine telling the assistant coaches that we're going to stay up here tonight? Like, what?
So yeah, and like y'all just like slept on the floor and stuff. It's
I
like every
was.
man for himself.
We got the tumbling mats
Oh,
out of wherever
cheerleaders
and put them down
mats.
on the floor, and we were sleeping on those.
Wow.
Yeah, like I had my my gym bag underneath my head as a pillow.
Yeah, that was
Just a
awful.
miserable
That's
experience.
like the lock-ins we used to have at church.
Yeah.
Like, those are the
But then you
worst
would stay
ideas.
awake because you're like, I'm just going to hang out all night with my friends. This was like, I need to sleep. I got
Not
plenty.
me. I would go
Oh,
hide in a
would
school
you?
room. Like, I went and hid in
When
the
we had
school room
lock-ins, I
with
would stay
sleep.
up. But like, this was one of like, I need to go to sleep. I got to practice at 7 in the morning.
I remember
I need to
coming
be
out of
rested.
that lock-in, and I felt like the guys on Varsity Blues when they came out of the strip club,
Yeah.
and like it was
Yeah. You're like
daytime.
sunlight, you're like.
That's what I felt like coming out of that
There we go.
lock-in.
Thank you for that question. That got us going. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Two fantastic restaurants right there in the Cotton District. You can't go wrong at either one. So I would tell you to go to both. You'll do one for lunch and one for dinner. However you want to put it together, make it happen for yourself. Don't forget, a week from today, as you're listening, we will be live at Two Brothers Smoked Meats for first off for Talking Dogs 1 to 2. With Robbie Falk at Two Brothers, and then Sports Talk Mississippi 3 to 6, and then Thunder and Lightning 6 to 7. A long day of Mississippi State sports. We're gonna have great guests, great giveaways. Please come by Two Brothers and check us out. Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, guess what? You just talk to the same people and they will take care of it for you. Guys, you are a business owner. You have a copier, a printer, a piece of technology goes down. You can't afford to wait. You can't afford somebody to tell you, hey, it's going to be, a week before I can get out there. You can't go on like that. You need a business that takes care of you. That's what Advantage Business Systems does. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, and I know you are because football season's coming up, you're going to be making a trip to Maroon & Co. I don't even have to tell you. You're going to go to Maroon & Co. when you come to Starkville because everybody wants to get new gear. The best place to get it is Maroon & Co. We showed you that incredible selection of hats they've got coming in. They are upping the ante on all of their MSU gear. They're going less casual wear and more Mississippi State. I think that's a great idea, and you're going to be able to take advantage of it with some awesome deals at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, the place to go is Maroon & Co. We're halfway to the weekend, which means you're already thinking about what you've got to do out there in the yard. Before you do anything else, how about head over to Saltillo to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden and get yourself some tools to make the job easier. You want to have the best looking yard in town? Some John Deere power will make that happen for you. But it's not just about the mowers and the tractors. Edgers, blowers, weed eaters, everything you're looking for right there at Scruggs. What are you doing around the house this weekend? Are you in the yard? Are you in the garden? Are you got projects you got to work on? Or are you just cooking out? There's something for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Papa Crawdad, build your perfect wrestler using former state athletes from any sport. Pick one player for each category. Mic skills. This is an easy one. Fred
Fred
Smoot,
Smoot.
yes.
Yep.
Athleticism, Eric Molds. Or Michael Goeller, two-sport athlete.
Shoot, you, I mean,
I'm going to go Molds.
yeah. All
All right. Brute strength, Jeff Simmons.
It's probably that's probably
Okay.
accurate. Yeah.
Charisma, another easy one. Dak.
Dak.
That's a wrestler right
That's a
there.
pretty
That's
good.
The Rock. I just created The Rock.
That is a star.
Okay. Let's see here.
Deadpool?
Reynolds, the actor. What are some things state fans can get excited about for this football season? Because I'm really just looking forward to basketball season. I'll say this. If State goes down to Southern Mississippi and wins easily, I think they've rebooted a little bit, right? They may go 5-7, but it's not going to be like last year. If we go down to Southern Mississippi and it's 30, they win 38-10, something like that, you're okay. You can look forward to Devon Booth, Fluff Bothwell, Johnny Daniels. Running the football, State's going to be exciting running the football. I think State will be an exciting big play offense. Defensively, they will be better. That's something you can look forward to. I don't know how much better, but they will be better. So there's some things. By the way, I had a friend of the program. Actually, alum of the program, Bob Karskadden, reached out to me yesterday. I want to get your thoughts on this. I think this is a good podcast idea. He said, we should do a podcast that's like Mississippi State football for third graders. Like, not everybody is on the message board every day. Not everybody. Could we do one where we're just like, hey, this is like the most basic primer for this football team. Like, if you don't know anything about Mississippi State, this is what this team is this year. I think that's a good idea.
Well, my issue with that is for the most basic Mississippi State fan that might not be listening to us, why would they listen to that? And if like
I get what you're saying.
the people that listen to it, I feel like are going to be the same people that listen to us
Well,
already.
that could be one where you tell, like, you got to tell a friend, like, hey, I know you're like talking about you don't know enough about this team. Here you go.
We just record something and we're like, hey, send this to your friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
We've done worse podcasts, I promise.
yeah.
All right. Brian McDuff asks us, are Gen X kids more flammable? Why did we have to learn to stop, drop, and roll so much? This is another one. Like, we learned all about these fire drills. You got to stop, drop, and roll. Nobody teaches stop, drop, and roll anymore.
Well, I just think that was kind of like a basic, like, knowledge thing. Like, it
Yeah.
just, I just don't think we'd teach that
We
stuff,
don't.
like, any of that
Do
stuff.
they still do like tornado drills where you go sit out in the hallway and put your head between your legs?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know if they do that,
Yeah.
but I think they do because I want to say Natty said she did one last year.
Yeah, cover your head with a book
It's
or
like, that
whatever.
was so funny. It's like, you get under your desk if there's a bomb coming. Like,
Yeah,
if a nuclear bomb's coming, like,
that's what I
this.
was going to bring
The
up. Like,
desk is this
our
big.
parents got to, like, hey, in case there's an atomic bomb that will incinerate you immediately. But if you're under your desk, you should be okay.
Just put your math book over your head. That should help.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah,
Hunter
well, you
Johnson.
didn't get out of school for tornado warnings. Like,
No,
they're
no.
like, hey,
Just went out in the hallway.
just go get under your desk
Yeah.
and hopefully you survive.
Hunter Johnson, what are our thoughts on SummerSlam? I thought it was a really good pay-per-view. I actually watched both nights in full. I thought both main events were really good.
Yep.
I liked the Rollins cash-in because it was just a good work. It was a
Yep.
good work.
Great work.
I got
I knew something was about to happen. Like, you
yeah.
don't just
They
come
were
out.
lingering.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I like is the behind the scenes with when Drew McIntyre's like, I got to address this. He's like, this is great. I was like, yes, it's so personal. The Lesnar thing, I'm interested to see where they go with that. Although that being said, Lesnar is still very much a part of this awful
Lawsuit.
lawsuit. So I don't know. They just don't care, I guess.
It's very crazy. And that's why, like, what I would have done with this, if you're going to bring him back, I would have made him rogue. I would
Yeah.
just said he just showed up on his own. Like, we did not
Like, yeah,
say
you see,
intention
like,
to be
Triple
out
H coming out,
here.
like, what are you doing
Yeah,
here?
like, we did not,
That's a good
like,
point.
he's
That'd
not
been
supposed
fun.
to be here. We're currently in this lawsuit.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is you can't play his music.
Yeah.
And part of the mystique
Is
of
the
it is the
music. Yeah, I
music.
agree with that. Caleb Rhodes, for some reason, this is not a question. He did say, okay, he said, rank these Mississippi State football losses I have witnessed in person, number one being the worst loss. 2015 Egg Bowl, Dak's last home game. 2017 Egg Bowl, Fitz injury. 2008 Auburn, 3-2 game. 2003 Tulane at the Superdome, State blew a 2-touchdown lead with 5 minutes left. 2001 at Auburn kicked 3 field goals in the fourth quarter to win 16-14. Hey, Caleb, I was at all of these games as well.
I don't think I was at 0-3 Tulane, but
It was in New Orleans, so.
I wasn't at Tulane or Auburn.
Okay. 08, 3-2 is the worst one. Because the
Yes.
game also sucks too. There's no excitement at any point.
And I was sitting there the second the gates opened so I could get a front row seat on the student section.
Not good. I'm going to rank 17 Egg Bowl because State was a 17-point favorite. And that's that game. If you don't win that game, then A.J. Brown never beats Mississippi State. This whole stupid mayor of Starkville thing never exists.
It makes no sense. He went 1-2 against State.
That's my point, though. He should never even have had the one. Plus, Fitzgerald's injury was just awful to witness in person. So that's going to go second. I'm going to go. That 0-3 Tulane game was ridiculous. It was so bad. State, that team was so bad. Drove all the way down to New Orleans for that. I remember our friend Riley Nelson, who just had a birthday. He came back to the in like the third quarter with a Bud Heavy. And I was like, what are you doing? Bud Heavy? And he's like, there is no more light beer in this stadium. I went to every stand. There's no Miller Lite. There's no Bud Light. There's no Coors Light. This was it.
That happened in 07 at the
And
Superdome too.
I'm just saying, like, this was not a big crowd, but
No.
the state fans were so pissed off. They were just drinking.
That's what happened in 07. We went to
Yeah.
the Superdome and State played Tulane.
We
I
won
think it was
that day, at
07.
least. Yeah. It was
And
07.
the shut everything
Yeah.
down.
So I'm gonna rank that.
Every beer there was gone.
I'm gonna rank that third. I'm gonna rank Dak's last home game fourth. The Auburn game, that team was just terrible. I will say this. The game-winning field goal. Do you remember Damon Duval?
Yep.
He kicked it. I think it was like a 48-yard something like field goal. That field goal would have been good from 80. It looked like it was shot out of a cannon.
That was kind of early in the season, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was
That was when we
We had just
first,
lost to Florida.
like, we started realizing, like,
Yeah.
this team isn't going
They
to be
lost to South
anything.
Carolina, and you're like, oh, God. And then they got blown up by Florida. You're like, oh, God.
The South Carolina one
I'll tell
hurts
you
because they brought in the backup quarterback.
two things that stand up. No, that's a different one.
Was
That's
that not the same?
2000.
Was that
That's a different one.
2000?
Yeah. Two things about
Yeah,
this game.
01 was at home.
Two things
You're
about
right.
this
You're
game
right.
that I remember. One, as they're walking off the field, like Kamau Jackson and Tommy Kelly are laughing, and this sorority girl loses it. She's like, "What the blank are you laughing at? You suck!" And I was just like, "Marry me." The other thing I remember about this, that was the third straight game that I went to. That was the first game at that stadium after 9/11.
Yeah.
So I was at Davis Wade for the South Carolina game, which was the first game after 9/11, right? And it was all like, this is our first chance to get together with as a family, so on. Then I went to Florida. This is our first chance to get together as the Florida Gator family. Then I go to Auburn's first game back. It's our first chance. I was just like, enough! I'm tired of this first time to get back together as a family thing.
And every time you got back together with, as a family,
State
you
lost.
lost.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that game. Yeah. All right.
Being a Mississippi State fan is just being
It's tough.
constantly
It's
angry.
tough. Yeah. Rob Hadaway, who had to delete his question because somebody replied, he didn't lock it. And Drew
Drew
Walker,
Walker,
of all people, in honor of the new season of King of the Hill,
Auburn sympathizer.
yeah, Tennessee sympathizer, too.
Yeah.
Today, I fixed a broken faucet at my wife's office, repaired a piece of carpet that came loose on the stairs, had an adult beverage, and cut the grass. What Hank Hill sort of things have you done recently? Hank Hill would not like me because I don't cook on propane.
Yeah,
I cook on
well,
I taste the heat, not the meat.
I don't care. I will cook on propane. I
Yeah.
don't
I
care.
don't mind propane. If I had a propane grill, I would use it, but I don't have
It's
one.
just very easy.
And then what else have I done recently? I did do it's not like super I was in my
Dang it, Bobby.
I was in my room getting dressed the other day, and I looked down, like right near all my wife's stuff. There's a dead roach. I was just like, how did she not see that? She would have freaked out. So I called one of the kids. I was like, hey, bring me some paper towels. Do you need like one or a bunch? I need like three. And she comes in, like, what do you need these for? I was like, you want to pick that up? And she was just like, ah. It was Aislinn. She lost it. I was like, give me the paper. So I just picked it up. And and she's like, don't throw that at me. And I was like, I looked at her. I was like, you're 19. Have I ever thrown a dead roach at you ever once in your life? And she was like, no.
Just expecting you to do something
And
evil.
so, of course, I pump faked.
Yeah.
So I didn't throw it at her. So
Golly.
it's just like, what is this doing here?
So do you have pest control?
No, it was just the
It was dead?
it was dead.
Well, that's what I was asking. Like,
Oh, I don't know how it died. Yeah. So, Mark Burleson, more likely to occur this sports season. Football wins six, basketball wins a tournament game, baseball makes it to Omaha. It's pretty easily a tournament game. That's just a good odds of that.
yeah,
So.
but I mean, it's easier to win a one
Yeah.
basketball game
Than
than
it
there
is to
is to
win.
get all the way to
That's
Omaha.
four wins in baseball minimum. Well, it's just five. I'm sorry,
Five.
five minimum. Yeah.
Yep.
And then six for football. So, yeah. Matt McCann, we're at the Mascot Challenge Hollywood edition.
Oh.
These are from movies and TV shows.
Interesting.
South Central Louisiana State University from The Waterboy.
Oh, that's the SCLSU Mud Dogs.
That's right.
Went to the Bourbon Bowl.
There you go. Texas State from Necessary Roughness.
Were they the armadillos or
They
the
were.
possum? I need
They were the armadillos.
okay. I couldn't remember if it was the armadillos or the possums.
All right. Adams College from Revenge of the Nerds. I had to look
Oh,
this one
the
up.
Adams Adams.
That's right. I didn't know that though. Eastern State University from The Program.
Were they the Wolves,
You're they're
Wolfpack,
the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves?
That's right. Which I always thought was weird because they were obviously a Southern university. Why would they
Yeah.
be the Timberwolves? But And this
Michigan
one,
State is also a weird name.
yeah, this one I don't know, but I'm sure you do. Pembroke University for Boy Meets World.
The Penguins,
Okay, there you go.
Pembroke Penguins.
All right. Wade Jones, have you ever thought about how and why the human race eats three meals a day and for the most part around the same time? Do you think this is a learned trait that we think we have to eat three meals a day around the same time? One thing I've learned over the last few years is that breakfast was not a big deal until like the 1920s. Like nobody ate breakfast.
I don't think that our bodies are meant to have three meals a day.
I agree with that. I only eat two.
Like
I don't eat breakfast.
I've started to scale down too. Like I don't really eat breakfast.
Robert St. John's just fuming listening to this.
I will treat myself to breakfast at least twice a week.
So he talks about that. He says, Robert, because Robert's doing the weight loss thing too, right? He says he eats a big breakfast, a regular size lunch, and then a small dinner.
I've kind of gotten to
Then go
that.
big dinner. I want a big dinner.
I've kind of gotten to the point where I'll eat a big breakfast or a big lunch, and then I'll eat something like snacky or small at supper. I don't eat heavy suppers
I eat big
much more.
supper.
I just, but I, yeah,
But I don't eat breakfast at all, so you know. And I don't eat snacks.
I don't think that three meals a day is what we're supposed to do. Like I don't think our bodies are built for that. I think that's become a thing. Like you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but I don't think that that's really how it's supposed to be. I don't think we're supposed to be eating as much as we do.
And then you're 100% correct on that.
But eating's nice and fun and it tastes good. And
Exactly. Walking Bully, more likely regular season record for state, 3-9 and 3-9 or 6-6. It's 3-9. More likely.
yes, that is more likely.
Favorite book of the Bible? Mine's Genesis because that's where you find the name Hadad.
Oh, a Revelation is mine.
Okay.
I think it's just
It's
because
kind of funny.
you're the beginning and the end.
I'm the Alpha and you're the Omega.
Well, I just think that there's a lot of cool things in there that's like open, like a lot of it is not a lot of it, but there are things in there that haven't been, that aren't like 100% like dialed in on what it actually is. And I like to think that there's some interesting like futuristic stuff in there that maybe John didn't really understand, like fully understand what it was when he was actually seeing it, and he described it as something that might be something that's more common for us in the future. I'm just enthralled with it. Like I think it's awesome. So yeah, the Book of Revelation is really cool to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Nathan Kelly. Everyone
Oh,
debates the
here we
ending of
go.
The Sopranos, but I'm more curious about what comes next. After Tony gets whacked, you're making a big assumption that he
He
got
just
whacked there.
gave the whole show away, huh?
Well, yeah, if you yeah. Tony, we don't know that Tony got whacked.
Well, the creator
He
said
tells us, well, no, he sort of tells us that it's there, but unless somebody just definitively says that, I'm not, I like to, I prefer to believe he
well,
doesn't.
didn't we have this conversation not too long ago where they wrote an article about it and
But it's all theory. There's no
it came
obviously.
from the creators of the show. The writers said that, pretty much said that.
They pretty much said it. That's not saying it.
Well, they don't want to
You,
say it,
it's
but
just
they
like wrestling. If
hinted
it didn't
at it.
happen on camera, it didn't happen.
They hinted at it.
Okay.
I think we
Anyway,
got it.
who
Yeah.
takes over as the boss of each family and what work do they do in today's day and age? So in New York, I think Carmine Jr. takes over because Phil's dead. I don't think, what was the other guy's name? The who was Phil's second? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
Tony has the.
he got killed too.
No.
The guy that was like his
The guy who made who
little
Tony and
henchman.
Butch was his name.
Oh, okay.
The
I
guy
was talking about like
they
his
met in the
muscle, like the guy that came around. Okay.
No. I'm talking about the guy who was like he was his second in command, and then he met with Tony, and they were
The
like,
guy with the wandering eye?
"Yes,
Yeah.
Butch." He takes. I don't think he takes over New York. I think Carmine Jr.
Yeah.
takes over. I think Jersey is in trouble because who's left? Paulie.
Was Silvio still alive, wasn't
He's
he?
in the hospital. He's in a coma.
That's right.
So
Couldn't miss
Paulie's
him.
still there. Bobby's dead. Chrissy's dead.
You probably just promote Paulie.
You probably make Paulie like you probably just tell Paulie, Carmine and Paulie probably worked out a deal to be
That's a
like
big jump for Paulie. I mean, he was just
he
a
was just a captain.
soldier.
He was a captain.
Oh yeah, he moved up, didn't he?
Yeah. He was I think he was
Well, he could probably handle that.
yeah. He was fourth when everything went down because Like the top three were Tony and then Silvio and Bobby, because Bobby had gotten a bump, and then Paulie was beneath them. Paulie probably
If Silvio was
he would have taken over.
cognizant,
Yeah.
because he actually
He
was
could he could
fitting
have
in
yeah.
for Tony when
He could have
Tony
taken
was
over.
in a coma.
I think that Paulie probably makes a deal with Carmine, be like, look, I'll work for you, but I get some sort of title, or I get some,
Well, they had already had the sit down and
Yeah.
were kind of
Yeah, exactly.
moving in that direction
Exactly.
anyways.
So there you go. Bryce Hall, what are some of the extra things added to the stadium environment this football season? I mean, other than the lights, we don't have any knowledge of any, do we?
I don't think so.
There you go. Last one, Mangum Cafe. If you go blind today, what would you remember the most about Davis Wade and Diddy Noble Field? I mean, that's a weird question.
Like, if
I would
you.
still remember, like, I would remember, I mean, I guess I would remember two games in particular, Mississippi State Auburn for Davis Wade in 2014. And the one I would remember for baseball is the 2019 Stanford game.
I would remember like their bit like the biggest moments
Yeah.
like that's what that'd be my memory, like just the general scope of it all.
Yeah.
I don't think there'd be anything specifically like at the stadium I would truly remember.
I got an email here from my urgent care provider. Thunder and lightning. When to seek shelter and when to seek care.
Oh yes.
Like, that's funny you say that. Last one from Mangum Cafe. How many logos can we put on a product? So this is a bag of Bully's coffee that has the banner M, the bulldog head, and the full banner Mississippi State. The better question is, how many bad logos can you put on one product? There's no state script, there's no interlocking. This all's not good.
Ugh, gross.
There you go. Tomorrow's show, some football talk. We'll have some reports from practice, I suppose, at some point. I don't know. I don't know.
Doubt it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it takes us. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.